This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 334, and today we're going to be talking about being true to yourself. I'd like to start off this podcast with a quote from Paulinus. This above all, to thine own self be true, and it must follow as the night the day. Thou canst not then be false to any man. False to any man. That just doesn't mean lying, but it means not being yourself, not being in integrity, right? Integrity is part of an alignment. So not being in alignment, not being of integrity when you're out with other individuals or when you're socializing or in business. You need to be true to yourself. But the question is, who is you that you're being true to? So we have to look at what this really, really means at a deeper level, to thine own self be true. Well, I would venture to say, and I've said this many times in other podcasts, that from the day we're born, we are told what to do. We're told what to do by our parents. Then we're told what to do by our teachers. We're told what to do by our religious leaders. We're told what to do by our professors when we go to college. And then ultimately we're told what to do by our bosses and many times our significant others. So we're never given this time in space, or we're never taking this time in space to find out who we really are so that we can be true to ourselves. 20, 30 years ago, it used to come up around the midlife, right around 50, as people would realize that perhaps they're not being true to themselves and they have what's called midlife crisis, or I need to go find myself. A perfect example, right? That phrase, I need to go find myself, would indicate that an individual has not been true to themselves. So now, though, it's becoming earlier on in age that this happens. I've met many of my clients come to me at age 35 and 40 going, hey, there's something missing in my life. There's something that just doesn't resonate with me. I've had fun. I've had good success, but there's something missing. And ultimately what that comes down to is they're not being true to themselves as far as their passions, their values, their interests, that they've taken a road in life that somebody else determined for them, whether consciously or unconsciously. And they get to a point where their soul starts to speak to them and it says, hey, if you're unhappy, you're pretty much not being true to yourself. So then the question is, how can we find who ourselves are, who we are? Well, one is that I had the Warrior's Quest, a weekend private intensive where I work with an individual one-on-one, stripping away the layers of what has been placed on the individual and getting down to their core essence. Another one is I'm coming out with a new program called An Examined Life, which will do this. But for the sake of this podcast, one of the first things that you would want to look at is your values. What do you value? What do you, not what somebody told you you should value, but what do you value about life? So we have values for life. We have values for relationships. We have values for work. And basically, it's what's important to you about. So what's important to you about life? What's important to you about a relationship? What's important to you about work? And you start to write these down and you see how many of them are being filled in your current situation. And it takes time. It takes time to reflect on this. This is something that I highly recommend that you would do in the woods, in nature. Bring a pad with you. Just find some place that's quiet and go, what's important to me about life? And it could be health. It could be a deep relationship. And then you would go, what's important to me about a relationship? And you start to dig down. But until you can get to those core values or what's important to you, you can't be absolutely sure you're being true to yourself. And when you can start to be true to yourself, then magic happens. Then you're living a life of a power, of purpose, of passion. See, when we're true to ourselves, happiness comes automatically. Yes, we'll get frustrated. We may have ups and downs. But generally, when we are true to ourselves, we are happy most of the time. And if we're not happy, it's mainly because we probably have not been true to some of our core values. We also need to be able to just do some introspection of ourselves. So the key, what we're trying to do here is find out how to be true to yourself. But first you have to find out who yourself is. And then you make a code of honor, a code of conduct, if you will, on how you're going to hold yourself accountable. Because once we find out who we really are, we have been programmed. We just have this behavior, right? Habits that we do things normally that may not be in alignment with our true values. Let's just say on a very superficial level, one of your core values is health. You really realize that you want to be healthy. But then you also look at that you eat, you know, 90% of your meals are lousy. Well, then you have to have a code of honor that you're going to have, hey, I'm going to eat 90% of my meals are going to be good, healthy meals. And you define what that is. And you carry that code around with you. You have to keep it in front of you until that habit replaces the old habit. And once you start doing that, if that's really a true core value, you are being true to yourself. It's like when you go out, if you don't drink, or just if, and not because of any, anything else that you just don't like it, but you go out and peer pressure and then you have a drink, that's not being true to yourself. And many times we're not true to ourselves because we're afraid of rejection. We're afraid of criticism. But it's the strongest person. It's the warrior who is always true to themselves, who will go out and go, no thanks, I don't need a drink, and still have a great time and not give it a second thought, even if somebody makes fun of them. Or if you're a vegan or whatever it is that you truly believe in, when you're true to yourself and hold fast to it, yes, people will sit up and take notice because most people are not true to themselves. They buckle under society's pressure or peer pressure, whether it's they buckle underneath society's pressure or peer pressure. And when somebody doesn't, it raises the attention of those around them. So the key first to being true to yourself is finding out who yourself is. A great place to do this, because you need to develop the mental strength in order to do the introspection, is my course, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. You can find that by going to warriormindtraining.com. You get lifetime enrollment. You'll be able to access that as many times as you want. But then once you get that mental strength to hold your focus, you then have to start looking at your values. Then you have to start looking at what do you like. And yes, many times we have to go back to our childhood and go, what fascinated us when we were younger? Now, it may not be that exact action, but it could give us a hint as to what we like. For example, I loved the Kreskin ESP game. Well, I don't want to be Kreskin, but what I go back and look at is the power of the mind. The power of the mind has always intrigued me, so this is where I took my passion. It wasn't that I wanted to be a magician, if you will, although that might be fun, but it was more of the power of the mind. And so when I do that, I feel good about myself, I feel I'm being true to myself. So what is it that you enjoyed when you were younger that you have given up because you didn't find a way that you can make a living at it, or that people would scoff at you, or whatever that might be? Go back and start to revisit those things that lifted your heart, that made you feel good. That's part of being true to yourself. Because as we grow older, we put on these facades for what we think society wants to see us as. as opposed to who do we really want to be. So part of this is a painful process of stripping away the old self. Hey, maybe I'm not this type of person. Maybe I'm this person instead, and starting to strip it away. And when you strip that away, you may lose some friends. You may alienate some family members. But this is all hitting up that mental resistance. I've talked about this mental resistance a lot, is when we start to investigate who we truly are, we're going to hit that mental resistance, because on the other side of that is the unknown, because most of us have never been really true to ourselves. And it's scary because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know who's going to be around us, who's going to support us. And I will tell you, I will guarantee you, number one, the universe is there to support you. The universe will support you. When you are being true to yourself, you have the biggest friend on your side, and that's the universe. After that, your true, true friends will stay with you no matter what. And you will find out who your true friends are and your true family members as you start to investigate and become true to yourself. So I would ask you for the next week, start out with writing down your values. What's important to me about life? What's important to me about a relationship? What's important to me about career? And just start jotting down some sentences and start to see some common threads that go back and forth between them. And then start to think back to your childhood. What did you love to do? And again, you love to play in the sandbox with trucks. Okay, maybe you're not going to grow up to be in trucks, but what was it about it? Was there a creative part to it? Did you like to create things? Did you use your imagination? Maybe there's an artist inside of you. Maybe there's an architect inside of you. Maybe there's a designer inside of you that you're not embracing. So go back and see where those signposts indicate. And then if you're having challenge with all this and you just need to develop that mental strength, go ahead and pop over to warriormindtraining.com, enroll in that, and start to develop your mental strength so that you can be true to yourself. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.